Welcome to Our House, the only complete on-air resource for your home ownership needs.
Welcome to Our House. This is Susan Ballard sitting in for Peter Hunt. The show is brought to you by HuntRealEstate.com, where everything is easier for your real estate and home ownership experience. HuntRealEstate.com is powered by Hunt Real Estate ERA in Buffalo, Niagara, Rochester, Syracuse, Greater Albany, Utica, Watertown, Phoenix, Arizona, and Boston, Massachusetts. The show is also brought to you by Hunt Mortgage. You can call Hunt Mortgage today at 633-3700. One of our skilled mortgage consultants will work with you to help you find the lowest rate and closing costs for your home financing needs. Hunt Mortgage has many exclusive programs, including our pre-purchase commitment, and that allows you at no cost or risk to effectively enter the market to find your next home with cash. Call Hunt Mortgage at 633-3700 for personalized, customized service that really will knock your socks off. Check out our low rate guarantee and know that certain restrictions do apply and that details are on our website at www.huntmortgage.com. And don't forget, we have the first ever 24/7 365 real estate hotline. It's called the Hunt Hotline, and it gives you access to all available information about any property that's listed for sale in any of the regions that we serve. So you simply just dial the number, which is 716-631-4800. You can enter the street number of the house that you're curious about, no matter whose listing it is, and the Hunt Line will prompt you with a choice of street names. Select the one you want, and you'll hear a brief description. Then you'll be actually texted a link to a dedicated website on that property. So all that automatically and fast, you will get the information that you need anytime. It's in any market that we serve, on any listing, whether it's ours or any other broker's. As we've discussed on this program many times, there is a shortage of homes that are available for sale in many Western New York neighborhoods, as is the case throughout the nation. We have a very high number of well-qualified buyers here in Western New York that are actively looking for a home and working with our Hunt real estate professionals. So if you or anyone else you know have been considering selling a property, as you've heard us say, now is the time. And importantly for you to understand that at Hunt, you can list your home for free. That's right. Any Hunt agent can work with you to aggressively market your home for sale to every potential buyer with absolutely no out-of-pocket expense to you. As a seller, you will only pay a commission if Hunt is successful in finding a buyer who is ready, willing, and able to purchase your home under terms and conditions that are acceptable to you. And in addition, only through Hunt will you hear these words: we will sell your home or ERA will buy it. That's the seller security plan, and you can ask about how it can work for you by calling 633-9400 or stopping into one of our many open houses this weekend. Hunt is the official real estate and relocation provider of our hometown professional teams, the Buffalo Bills, the Buffalo Sabres, and the Rochester Americans. Our house is broadcast live on WBEN 930 AM. And for those of you who'd like to participate in today's show, if you have any questions or comments about any aspect of real estate, you can call us in the studio at 803-0930. You can text us at 30930 or use star 930 on a cell phone. Those are all free calls, so you can join us on the air at Our House. We're going to have a wonderful show for you today. Joining me on Our House this morning is one of my favorite guests, Michelle Weiner, licensed associate real estate broker working out of our Clarence office. Good morning, Michelle. Thank you for getting up on this cold, cold, wintry morning and joining us on the radio today.
Good morning, Susan. I'm excited to be here.
Well, we were just on the air a few weeks ago, and I think it was right around, was it New Year's, or was it this year or last year?
Oh, my God. It was right in between there.
Yeah, but, that little holiday break. And we were talking about what the new year might bring. Yeah. So I'm curious. I know you've had a running start on getting your 2019 started. I know when we last talked, you were so busy working with buyers and sellers and people getting their houses ready to put on the market and people out there searching for the perfect home. What have you been seeing out there?
Oh my gosh, it's been so busy. It just was a couple of weeks ago I was on the show and I was just running off to appointments right from the show. Same with today. You know, we don't have too much snow coming in our area, so it's been pretty busy, I have to honestly say.
Weather really is a factor, believe it or not, right?
I know.
People, if it's snowy like it was the other day, they want to stay in. But yeah, the couple weeks of nice, mild weather that we had in December, typically during the holidays, we don't see as much real estate activity. But wow, if the weather cooperates, people are out there and they're looking, aren't they?
Yeah, it's cold, but we can show houses. I'll tell you that for sure. I had two home inspections yesterday. Went really well. Sun was out, cold, but it worked out really well. And that's all coming through through December, through the, you know, holiday months there. It's really busy.
We had a sales meeting in our Hunt Williamsville Village office this past week, and agents were talking about the open houses that they had had, and they were really surprised because for this time of year, there were three different open houses where agents had over 50 visitors to their open house on a Saturday or Sunday last weekend. So we typically have traffic through our open houses. We've got great houses and terrific professionals in the business who market them properly and price them properly.
Right.
But to see 50 or 60 people coming through an open house the first weekend in January was a little surprising even for veteran real estate professionals. So I guess what you're saying is people are out there and the market is moving.
Yeah, just think about it. I mean, I could speak for myself also. There's quite a few relocation people in town right now. It's not sporting events or anything of that sort, but they're here in town. They're looking for housing. They're making the move to Western New York. They either have family here. They were here over the holidays. They want to make those changes, and they're excited about it. And the houses that we have on the market right now look gorgeous.
Well, all those houses that were decorated for the holidays,
yeah.
I know people are probably taking their trees down, their wreaths down,
yeah.
their lights down. So one, they're kind of taking the house back to its bare bones and looking at the house. It gives an opportunity to have a fresh eye for someone who might be thinking about, you know, is this the right house for me? Is
right.
it the right time for me to start talking to someone about what my real estate long-term decisions might be? Is the house too big? Do I want to keep going up and down the stairs and up into the attic to store my holiday decorations or drag out my winter sweaters or move the summer wardrobe and the winter wardrobe because the closets are too small for what I currently have? Or,
yeah.
you know, I've either outgrown my house or the house is too big for me. All those dilemmas that people have, now is probably a good time for people to start thinking about that.
Right. If they are contemplating on putting their house on the market and they're considering, oh, maybe it's really better in 2020, I'm going to honestly tell you, this is the year to do it. I think that the buyers are going to shift a little bit. They don't want to see the prices going up higher than they, you know, they're anticipating on buying into. I think it's a great time right now to reach out to a real estate professional and try to get an idea of what your house is worth if you're contemplating it in the near future. It might help make some of those decisions.
And we've talked about how it's important that even if somebody's planning on staying in their home for an extended period of time. I just got a call the other day. As you know, Michelle, in my former life, I was involved in new construction, and I helped build hundreds of homes in Western New York over several decades. And I got a call from a former client of mine who's only been in her house for, gosh, only about 5 years now, maybe 4 or 5 years. She built a beautiful patio home, and 4 or 5 years ago, it fit her needs. But now she's contemplating, is it the right house for me now?
Right.
So the opportunities sometimes aren't 10, 15 years. Sometimes people need to make a change.
4 and 5.
The conversation is, do I move? Do I add on? Do I change something? Do I finish my basement? Do I put an addition on? Do I just update certain characteristics of my home? Those kinds of conversations we have with people regularly. So we're not always just trying to get them to buy
or
sell.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to help them solve problems.
You and I have
discussed this all the time. You know, as a real estate professional, you know, we're responsible for marketing, we're responsible for negotiating. But one of the primary resources that we are to people is a problem solver to help them assess the situation from an expertise that we might have that others might lack.
Right. Sometimes they're talking to their friends and their family members, and they're like, oh, why would you want to move? This house is beautiful. But yet, back of their mind, some things that they just would have liked to have changed. Or maybe that they do want to downsize, or maybe they want to be able to purchase a property smaller here and somewhere in the warmer, you know, coast. So it's all differentials on different people's tastes and what they're looking to do.
And you mentioned, you know, people get advice from friends and family, and everyone's trying to be helpful. And it's no different than if someone has a cold. You get all kinds of different advice. Somebody says it's chicken soup. Somebody says, take Tylenol or Advil. And somebody says, you know, rest. And then the others are essential oils. So you'll get a dozen different opinions on healthcare. But you probably should consider going to a doctor because the doctor's going to have the expertise,
right, the expertise
in the medical field. And the same thing happens with real estate. You know, if people own their own home or they rent, they can feel like they're an expert in real estate. They're an expert in their own individual specific circumstance, but we see that people feel free sharing their opinions with others about what someone else should do with their real estate. And in fact, it's probably not an expert opinion. And so the expertise that a real estate professional can provide,
right,
can really lead people in the right direction. Although
right,
that chicken soup remedy has seemed to have been good advice. So I don't know if that applies to housing, but it certainly couldn't hurt.
Well, you know, some people have certain ideas on what they think they should do with their homes. And sometimes coming in with a fresh advice, someone that has some, you know, not so much opinionated, but give a good idea what the house may need itself.
And I think getting as much information from an expert is critical. And that kind of leads into what we were discussing earlier, Michelle, before the show, about some of the projections that we're seeing in 2019. Because it's the beginning of the year, you know, we're done with what happened in 2018 and the year in review, and
right,
all of a sudden all of the news outlets are beginning to provide forecasts for what to look at. There are a number of resources that we rely on in order to gather information so we can stay at the top of our game in terms of in real estate information. And I was reading a great article the other day in the Washington Post where they did a little synopsis of some of the professional opinions at the national level of what's happening. And, you know, certainly there's some economic uncertainty brought on by global trade tensions, the stock market volatility obviously is in people's minds, the government shutdown here in the U.S. And in this environment, it can cause potential homebuyers to be reluctant to make a large purchase if they haven't already jumped in. So if they've been on the sidelines and they've been wondering about it, they might think, well, I'll wait to see what happens with the government shutdown. I'll wait to see what happens, you know, with the economy. And what we see from the forecasting is nobody has a crystal ball, but everybody can identify the indicators and the trends that are out there. And it seems like the general forecast is that real estate experts are anticipating that the housing market might slow down a little bit or continue the slowdown that we've seen in terms of the available homes slowing down, but not stalling. And that's the important part. We have been slowing down in terms of the numbers of listings that we have, but the market has been going up in terms of the prices and the value of homes. The market has been able to sustain some of the challenges that have taken place in the economy. Obviously, the lower interest rates have been helpful. But the forecast does seem to show that prices and mortgage rates are going to be moderating, meaning that they're not going to take off one direction or the other. They might go up a little. They might go down a little. They're going to moderate. It doesn't appear that there's going to be anything that's extreme. And that's going to be helpful for restoring confidence for buyers. In terms of sellers, though, it seems like that might present another picture.
Right. The sellers are taking a little bit more time to get their houses on the market. I have noticed that they are putting a little bit more time into getting them in a better showing condition. I can tell you that I've been out showing houses the last few weeks, as cold as it's been. I've been pounding some pavement, looking at some properties. I mean, from investment properties, commercial properties, to higher end luxury homes. And I just feel that they're starting to look a little better. People are paying more attention to their properties. You know, there's so many online tools today for estimating your home values. I think people are taking advantage of that a bit and recognizing, boy, that's what it's going to look like if I bring a realtor or a professional in to price my home. I want to do a little bit more.
Yeah, it's interesting. People will look at their bank account statements monthly when they come. They'll look online at their IRAs or their retirement accounts and track that and torture themselves when the markets are up and down by watching the changes in the values of those investments that they have. But oftentimes, their number one investment, the value in their homes, they're not necessarily paying attention to that either on a monthly basis or an annual basis.
Or investing in those homes, exactly. They're investing in their, you know, personal accounts, but they're not investing in their own homes. Most important, you know, item in the house, roof, windows. I mean, they're not paying attention to a lot of things that should have been some investments into.
And we see the challenges with houses that go on the market that have had that deferred maintenance, things that, you know, if you take good care of your house on a regular basis,
right,
and you keep up with the responsibilities, it's manageable. But once maintenance gets deferred for an extended period of time, now it starts to get expensive. It gets a little bit overwhelming for people, and they just don't know where to start.
Right.
So how do you step in for those kinds of circumstances and help people know what to do first?
Well, that's really a good question because, you know, I can honestly tell you, I have so many referral options that come my way. I want to sell my house. We talked the last show about family members coming into town and put the parents into a, you know, an assisted living type care, and the house, you know, depreciated a bit based on the low maintenance that's been taken care of. I do like to attack that right away, is what's happening with the maintenance and the mechanics of the house. I think that's most important. Even if it's a new house, how, you know, 5 years old, your friend's house, how are we doing? Is the maintenance been taken care of? Because you moved into a new house and you haven't done anything, and trying to keep up with some of the trends and some of the, you know, competing with newer homes today, and your house is only 5 years old, we have to make it a little bit more attractive to those looking at brand new houses. So every situation for me has been so different, and unless I walk into it and understand and get a feel for the home, that's where my suggestions and professional opinion comes into play. And I try not to have an opinion about it, as I would say, for what's the market looking for.
Right, your personal preference might not align
right
with the marketplace. If people
exactly
are interested in buying houses in a certain price range, and there's a lot of activity in that price range, we have to look at what those houses offer in terms of features and values that are attractive to that particular segment of the market.
Right. You could sit back and reading all the papers and listening to all the news about, oh, it's going to be an amazing year this year for real estate. I want to sell my house. Well, your house may be sitting into an area that may not be getting so much, you know, traction on buyer base. What do we do different for your house to get that attention? That's where I come into play.
And we have areas where people are actually looking for houses that haven't been updated and haven't been maintained because they want to do major rehabs. So it might be older neighborhoods with older housing stock where it has the charm and the character of the neighborhood. And for an individual homeowner to, you know, perhaps take on major renovations to kitchens and bathrooms is beyond their financial capacity to do that. But there might be a potential homeowner out there that has that money and those resources and loves the neighborhood. And our job is to align that seller and buyer together, not to make the seller have to go out and update the house to meet the demands of the marketplace, but to match the interest of the marketplace with the available housing stock that's out there.
That's well said, Susan. I totally agree with that. And also keep in mind too, I think what's happening with a lot of the first time home buyers is they are looking for the house that doesn't need anything. There's so much availability mortgage wise and options that are out there to make it your own. So it doesn't have to have everything that you want. We can make it that way. And maybe there are some financial options that are built into some of these mortgage packages that can make that work for you.
We just had a conversation this morning with someone who was asking us about the First Time Home Buyer Club prior to coming on the air. There's opportunities for people who know they're going to buy their first house, but they're not going to buy their first house this year or next year. But they want to start savings towards that. And there are opportunities for them to save money and have matching grant funds put together that increases their buying power. But if they wait until 2 years from now to find out about that, it's going to be too late. So
right,
first-time homebuyers shouldn't wait to talk to a real estate professional until they have the money in the bank to go out and start looking at houses, right?
No, I don't agree with that. I think that first-time homebuyers, if I would reach out to a professional realtor and get some advice. I wouldn't just walk into a bank or a financial institution and find out what they have. I think getting some of that advice from an experienced real estate professional that has a little bit more connectivity to their financial institutions that they do business with today, I think they have a lot of opportunities and advice that they can give you.
My own niece, sweetheart that she is, called and apologized. She said, oh, I don't want to bother you, Aunt Susan, but you know, we're thinking about doing this. It's not for a long time. And it's never a bother. You know, that's our job, is to help people and to, you know, to provide resources for them and information. And I'm so happy when people plan ahead and they call us in before they have potentially lost time or made a mistake or gone down the wrong road for something.
Right. That's never a bother for me either. I love those calls, and it may never even surface for some young folks. Do you know what I mean? Sometimes they fall into some dire straits, but or elderly people. You know, it doesn't hurt. You know, reach out. I'm sure you get some good advice.
Well, I know that in looking at this Washington Post article, the National Association of Realtors has also provided some forecasts. And what I found interesting, their chief economist, Lawrence Yoon, said the forecast for home sales will be very boring.
Now, this is national
level. But he said very boring, meaning stable, that things aren't going to take off one direction or the other. So it's a little bit more of the same. So I think that should be reassuring for buyers, that, you know, the bottom's not going to drop out of the market. They're not going to buy a property and then all of a sudden, you know, find out that it's not worth what they had invested into it. But I think there's a little bit of a message to potential sellers there. That the market, we have seen an increase in prices. We've seen the values going up. It's been a seller's market. If the interest rates go up a little bit and if the prices level off, all of a sudden the sellers don't have the same advantage that they've had in the past. So if I were to be selling my house, which I won't because I just moved into it a year ago, thank goodness, I'm locked in place for a while. If I were someone who was thinking about putting my house on the market, I certainly wouldn't be waiting.
Yeah, I wouldn't be waiting for next year. I'd definitely reach out to a professional right now, see what's going on with your house, see what it's worth, what would be the differential between this year and next year.
And Michelle, if somebody wanted to get some of your expertise, whether it's the buyers or sellers, how would they reach you?
Oh, please give me a call on my cell phone, 716-830-8266, or send me a text message. I can always be reached very simply.
And you can also be found if someone looks you up on the website.
Oh, I'm on the web. I'm on Facebook, Instagram. You can find me.
And it's Michelle Weiner.
Weiner.
If you don't spell it right,
you might not find Michelle Weiner.
So we want to make sure that people are able to reach you. We have an opportunity for people to call in today and get some of our expertise. We're going to be talking about some of the other forecasts and buyers and sellers. But we will be right back with more from Our House to Yours after these messages.
This is Linda Malaya, president of Hunt Mortgage. The market continues to change from day to day, but one thing that hasn't changed since 1911 is our commitment to serve the needs of Western New York homebuyers. At Hunt Mortgage, we will always work to find our clients the best rate and home financing options available. Rates are rising, and now may be the very best time to buy or refinance your home before these low rates disappear.
Hunt Mortgage is a licensed mortgage banker, New York Department of Financial Services, and an equal opportunity lender.
Welcome back to Our House. This is Susan Ballard sitting in for Peter Hunt. Our House is brought to you by HuntRealEstate.com, where everything is easier for your home ownership experience. HuntRealEstate.com is the only place on the web to find all homes available throughout the regions we serve, with access to a complete set of home ownership services powered by Hunt Real Estate ERA in Buffalo, Niagara, Rochester, Syracuse, Albany, Utica, Watertown, Phoenix, Arizona, and Boston, Massachusetts. This show is also brought to you by Hunt Mortgage. For more information about our exclusive mortgage program that allows you to roll the cost of home improvements into your mortgage, allowing you to buy the before and live the after, call 633-3700 and ask for details. You can also ask about our pre-purchase commitment, which is available only at Hunt Mortgage. Or you can call our Hunt ERA Customer Service Center at 633-9400, where one of our customer service representatives can instantly direct you to the appropriate professional for your particular needs. Whether you're buying or selling a home, you need financing, insurance, or even home improvements. And remember, our guarantee stands. We will sell your home or ERA will buy it. That's the Seller Security Plan, and it's available only through a Hunt Real Estate ERA agent. I'm in the studio again with Michelle Weiner, licensed associate real estate broker working out of our clearance office. If you'd like to join the conversation today, call us in the studio at 803-0930, *930 on your cell phone, or text us your question at 3930. Michelle, as we were talking about before the break, forecasts are out there about 2019, and from a real estate perspective, there's a lot of information that we think would be helpful to share with our listeners today to help them to understand the market. And it's not just information coming from realtors. Before we talked about some of the forecasts from the National Association of Realtors. But the Mortgage Bankers Association has also weighed in with their forecasts for 2019, and they do expect moderate growth in home purchase mortgage originations. We at Hump Mortgage, our relationship with Hump Mortgage, we're looking for a great year ahead. There's some anticipation coming from the Mortgage Bankers Association, though, that the 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is going to level out at about 5.1%. It's just a projection. Again, you know, no crystal balls involved. But they've indicated that they think the supply of homes for sale and the lack of affordability, you know, on a national level, which translates somewhat a little bit here to the price increases that we've seen, you know, continue to create challenges for the housing market. And their chief economists are saying that even with an anticipated cool down in that economic growth, there's still going to be housing demand. The people are out there. We've had pent up demand for things. And because the inventory has remained low, there's going to be strong housing demand. So if mortgage rates stabilize, if wage growth continues to increase, and home price growth moderates, that really does provide favorable conditions for growth in the home purchase market, which means buyers can benefit from that. And that's a great message to send out to the buyers who have been maybe a little bit overwhelmed or frustrated with the seller's market that's been out there in so many of our popular neighborhoods in Western New York, and our popular price points for homes where we've had so many multiple listings or multiple offers on listings and houses that are selling so quickly. Gone are the days of, you know, a house that's priced right in a popular neighborhood, great school district, you know, offers all the amenities in the house that the public is looking for. Those houses are getting snatched up in sometimes less than a week. So
yeah, what else are they going to look at? They have to be a little bit more aggressive and have a little bit more imagination.
So buyers have been a little discouraged, but this forecast from the Mortgage Bankers Association seems to indicate there might be a little bit of a light at the tunnel, sort of echoing what we heard coming out of the National Association of Realtors and the Washington Post forecast.
So are you thinking the interest rates are going to be stable enough to keep that momentum going, right?
Yeah, they're where not going to get
the buyers out there. They can just definitely dive into something that's a little bit more attractive to what their needs are.
Yeah, they're not going to be out of reach, but they're low right now. So if I was a buyer, I would want to, if I'm going to buy something this year, instead of waiting, you know, another month until, you know, February, maybe they had earmarked a particular point in time, February, March, April, I'll do it sometime this spring, probably makes sense for them to get out there now and maybe take advantage of the buying power that comes with the lower interest rates right now, and knowing that there are a lot of houses that are actually on the market now and new listings are popping up all the time.
Yeah, I would be buying now. I think that you've got a better chance of not falling into a multiple offer, no matter what the price point is right now. But if you are, and let's say you're renting, that's kind of been part of the problem too. Some of the renters feel that they're in a lease and their leases won't be up till early or mid-spring, summer. I say look now. You never know. We can always work out closing dates closer to maybe your lease is up, or work through the owner of that particular property that you're renting from. There's so many options, so much conversation that can happen now and not be waiting, because you're waiting out some other ideas or things that's going on in your life that's causing you to wait till the spring or the summer market.
And sometimes people underestimate the influence of minor adjustments to mortgage rates and how it really can increase or decrease the buying power that individuals have. I was reading an article recently in Forbes magazine, and it talked about the increase in the medium in the nation's median home price, and a $1,000 increase in that median nationwide home price would actually take about 125,000 people out of the housing market. Just a $1,000 increase could influence
that many
people.
Yeah,
now, granted, that's a national scale.
Yeah.
But if mortgage rates rise just 25 basis points, so let's say an interest rate was at 4.75 and it went to 5%, nationally, that would take 1 million people out of the housing market. Just a small change like that can influence people's ability to pay. And unfortunately, if the recent trends are taken into account, the scenarios aren't just possible, but probable. You know, we're looking at, even though the interest rates have dropped down a little bit, you know, all forecasts are they're going to go up. They're not going to go up dramatically, but just that 25 basis points can make a real difference. Mm-hmm. Now, bankers call them basis points. You know, most of us,
it's a lot.
Most of us recognize the percentage numbers. Mm-hmm. And anybody that's mature, like I am, experienced interest rates at periods of time that were double digits. Mm-hmm. You know, our younger listeners and our younger buyers that are out there, you know, have really never seen interest rates certainly higher than 7 or 8%, and they happen to think 7 or 8 are astronomical rates, where those rates were affordable when many of us were buying our first or second home. Mm-hmm. Differential in just 25 basis points, or to go again from like 0.475 to 5, or to go from 5 to 5.25 can really mean a difference in how much someone can afford.
Right. So it's out of pocket dollars. It's what your interest rates are going to bear on your monthly payment.
It's combination huge. Of the price mm-hmm. of the home and the interest rates really do affect what people are able to purchase. And I know you work closely with your buyers to make sure that they're pre-qualified. What about people who are just getting started? Is it ever too soon for them to sit with a mortgage consultant?
Oh, it's never too soon. Mortgage consultants do way more than just sit there and try to run some numbers. They actually give a lot of consultative advice to, you know, credit scores, where you're stable, where you need a little help with. There's a little bit more involved than just sitting down and trying to figure out if you can get pre-approved.
So we've learned is that there is a value to the conversation that takes place when someone is talking to their mortgage consultant. So many people now want to do research online, and they're able to click how much home can I afford? How much can I borrow? Yeah. And they're able to go onto sites that provide them this information, which I think in so many times is flawed, because then you have conversations with this potential buyer that says, oh, I went online and I can afford this much. And then we find out that, in fact, they're not able to.
Right. They go online and they do some online mortgage service, come back with something, and then they feel that that's dead.
So there's nothing that can substitute for professional expertise. And you know, we have a lot of professionals at Hunt Mortgage who can certainly help with that. Well, we do have a call. I'm going to welcome Gustav this morning, who's joining us from Williamsville. Good morning, Gustav.
Good morning, ladies. We talked earlier about fixing up homes and so forth in anticipation of selling, and I'm just wondering, in your experience, what percentage of people get building permits for such work, and if there's a pushback at the end when they want to sell the house from either the home inspector or the bank for correcting perhaps work that didn't have permits. I'm just curious of your opinion on that.
That's a great question, and thank you for calling in this morning with that. The temptation is always out there for people when there's work that they'd like to do. Maybe they want to finish a basement, or they want to take some space on the attic floor of their house and convert it into living space from unfinished space. And the temptation is to cut corners and save a little bit of money and not get a building permit. There's two concerns about that I think need to be addressed. One is the health and safety factors. There's a reason why building permits and inspections take place. The quality of work needs to provide not just comfort and additional space to a home, but it also has to provide safety and security. So you want to make sure that any electrical that's been done or heating has the proper wiring and venting and all of the other issues that might be involved mm-hmm. With regard to that. But beyond that, you get into the issues of resale. If someone has had work completed in their home that doesn't have a permit associated with it, and a buyer comes along with an interest in that property, and they may be the ideal property at the ideal price, but they don't have any certainty that that work was done correctly. It's a very common question to be asked, is there a permit that had been issued for basement work, or in our older homes in the city, third floor space that's been converted. There are beyond the health and safety issues. There's financial issues. The person who is buying the house is buying that risk that the next potential buyer, if they have to sell that house, is not going to accept a house that has not had permits done. In some towns, there are some inspections that take place where the town comes in and can tell if a basement has been finished without a permit. And then the current homeowner has some challenges because they have not provided accurate information to the town. And there can be fines associated with that. I will say that building inspectors are generally a little bit more forgiving if a homeowner contacts them and says, I'm thinking about putting my house on the market. I didn't get a building permit for some of the work that's been done. I'd like to have it brought up to potentially code, or maybe just inspected to confirm that it meets the code. And I think building inspectors are a little bit more lenient at that point in time, as opposed to them finding out that someone had done the work afterwards. So it's complicated.
It really is. I actually just fell into another situation like that over the last week or so, walking into a property that had some work done above a garage that was not permitted. And it did not have at least the correct heating element that fell into the property and the electrical, and brought up a big issue, and sat on large piece of parcel that was the appropriate size septic system put in. So yeah, it's a lot involved in this, and as a buyer agent, we do a lot of research on that level too.
And if someone is spending all of that money to have that work done, and then potentially when that house goes on the market or that property goes on the market, the purchaser has to negate of that addition. It provides no value because they would be taking on the risk of that burden. So it really can skew the value of the home. If it's got a finished basement that doesn't have permits for it, it really should have no financial value because it's a risk, not an added benefit. So interesting question.
Great question.
Probably we could have done a whole show on that topic.
Yeah, I think that is a great topic.
But I appreciate the call on that. We're going to be right back with more from Our House to Yours after these messages.
This is Linda Malaya, president of Hunt Mortgage. The market continues to change from day to day, but one thing that hasn't changed since 1911 is our commitment to serve the needs of Western New York homebuyers. At Hunt Mortgage, we will always work to find our clients the best rate and home financing options available. Rates are rising, and now may be the very best time to buy or refinance your home before these low rates disappear.
Hunt Mortgage is a licensed mortgage banker, New York Department of Financial Services, and an equal opportunity lender.
Welcome back to Our House. This is Susan Ballard sitting in for Peter Hunt. Our House is brought to you by HuntRealEstate.com, where everything is easier for your home ownership experience. HuntRealEstate.com is the only place on the web to find all homes that are available throughout the regions we serve, with access to a complete set of home ownership services. Powered by Hunt Real Estate ERA in Buffalo, Niagara, Rochester, Syracuse, Albany, Utica, Watertown, Phoenix, Arizona, and Boston, Massachusetts. This show is also brought to you by Hunt Mortgage. For more information about how our exclusive mortgage program allows you to roll the cost of home improvements into your mortgage, allowing you to buy the before and live the after, call 633-3700 and ask for our details. And you can also ask about our pre-purchase commitment, and it's available only at Hunt Mortgage. You can call Hunt ERA Customer Service Center at 633-9400, where one of our customer service representatives can instantly direct you to the appropriate professional for your particular needs. Whether you're buying or selling your home, you need financing, insurance, or even home improvements. And remember, our guarantee stands. We will sell your home or ERA will buy it. That's the seller security plan, and it's available only through a Hunt ERA agent. I'm in the studio with Michelle Weiner. We're winding down our hour, Michelle, and I didn't want this opportunity to go by without hearing a little bit about what you've got going. I know you always have great listings that you're working on, properties throughout the region. You've got properties always in the city, in the suburbs, in the south towns, in the north towns, on the lake, in the mountains. What have you got going now?
I know. Oh my gosh, I got this beautiful property I just listed out in Orchard Park. It's sitting on a little bit over 12 acres. House sits on a little bit more than 5,200 square feet. It's just beautiful. Beautiful out in Orchard Park, heading towards the Ellicottville winter wonderland that we have here in Buffalo. But the house is just beautiful. I think that if you're out there looking for some estate manor type properties, I have a few properties on the market. There's one also out on Cole Road that's sitting in that Boston area, also sitting on more than, I gotta say, 20 acres. Also a beautiful estate type property.
I've seen that.
They're so beautiful. And you know what? If you're looking for something like that, it's going to give you a little bit more value sitting on more property that can turn into a little bit more of a luxury type subdivision, even sitting on such a large parcel. So there's so much opportunity out there, and not just the high-end market, obviously here in our Western New York area, all over. Lewiston, you can build a beautiful house up on the escarpment at an inexpensive price for a nice piece of property.
And
you're looking to build
land up there?
I've got land up in Lewiston. It's beautiful. I also have some properties and some subdivisions throughout Williamsville and Clarence, considering that. And I've got some Buffalo properties coming up very soon in the city that look beautiful too, that I've been working on getting them up to speed to make sure we get the biggest bang for our buck for the city.
So it seems like just you yourself are a testament to the fact that we do have a lot going on in Western New York, and it's not just individual pockets, but in the certain price ranges, we have a lot of activity because we have more buyers with resources to purchase that. But I know at the high end, you've consistently been able to deliver to the market high quality listings where you're working with the buyers and you're giving them the sellers and you're giving them the advice of what the buyers are looking for now.
Right.
The
house, you really have to focus on the buyers today.
The house may have suited them for their lifestyle, but really what we need to do is we need to focus on what the buyers are looking for. And I think it's wonderful that we have so many buyers in the high end here in Western New York for such a long period of time. You know, we struggled in the higher ends. You know, we were always the affordable place to live. We still are the affordable place to live. It's just that what someone can afford at $100,000, $200,000, $500,000, and $1 million here in Western New York is so much more than other areas of the country.
Oh, yeah. You get so much more house than other areas of the country. I hear it every day. A lot of relocation people coming into our areas and can't believe how much more house they can get. And obviously our school districts, and there's so much more here in Western New York and our communities than they would even valued out at.
And I think it's important to note that there's so much variety. You know, people can live in a neighborhood. You know, I grew up in the town of Clarence, and I grew up in what was a rural subdivision at the time. And then I've lived in other, you know, as builders, we don't like to call them subdivisions. We like to call them neighborhoods.
Yeah.
You know, but where it's a large concentration of people. And if that's your point of reference of that kind of neighborhood, it's so great when people get out and they see the other parts of the community and they open themselves to, you know, maybe I don't need to just live in Clarence in a subdivision. You know, maybe I should look at East Aurora or Orchard Park and the differences between the North Towns and South Towns. And so many people are moving from the suburbs back into the city, and not just into brand new properties either. They're buying homes with charm and character. And you know, I know you have had great success helping people to do that.
Yeah, I like the fact that I've got quite a bit of diversity. I do know I'm pretty strong in all areas of Western New York. As you know, we can get anywhere within 20, 25 minutes. So
it's the beauty of the
I love it. I'm pretty passionate about it. I know that there's just so many options. And that's why I think that's interesting when you reach out to a real estate professional that you click and that you're comfortable with, and you give a little bit more diversity to what you're looking for.
I know earlier you mentioned how people could reach out to you.
Okay, yes, please reach out to me. You can find me on the internet. I'm on Facebook. I've got a website. It's Michelle Weiner. That's Michelle with two L's, Weiner, W-I-N-E-R. And you can reach me, text me, call me, 716-830-8266.
And you work all the time, don't
I work
you,
all
Michelle?
The time. I love it.
Try to take you out for breakfast after the radio show,
no,
and it never
actually
works because you always have showings or something that's going. So I do think that if people have questions about real estate, it's important that they reach out to a real estate professional. I do distinguish our agents at Hunt as real estate professionals. They're not just real estate agents. We spend a lot of time training and educating and working with our agents to make sure that they're providing the highest level of service to our clients. And I think you're a testament to that, Michelle.
Yeah, just the resources that we have access to, and think of the experience that we have in all different areas.
One of the newest things that our agents are working with is the moving concierge service that Hunt is providing to our clients. And buyers and sellers alike are getting access to a moving services platform. I actually put myself on this, having moved a year ago. I thought, well, I missed out on this opportunity, and I'd like to see, you know, what the benefits would have been had I been able to use this. And I can't tell you how wonderful this is. It organizes the process. It lays it out for you if you're going to be moving, whether it's a local move or an out-of-town move or an out-of-state move, and what the necessary steps are. I mean, most of us can figure it out eventually, but it provides it in such an organized fashion. Every week I'm getting an email telling me that the tasks, there are tabs that I can click on that help me to find checklists for things that I should be doing or what I should be packing or things that I should be planning and who I should be notifying that I'm moving. It's just such an amazing, simple, easy tool. I would think that your clients are going to really benefit from it.
Sure, you become a member and work with a Hunt realtor or get involved with a Hunt real estate professional. And everybody's all app-based. Everybody wants an app for something. I mean, you think about, they can't do anything without their app. It's similar to that type of feel.
Yes, like in my hand on my phone this week, I looked at a
list. I better
list,
do this.
And I thought, gosh, you know, I didn't do that until, and I thought I'm pretty organized and I'm a planner, and I didn't think to do that until the last minute. And moving is stressful. And the things that you could be thinking about while you're packing, you know, things about if you're moving and having your prescriptions, making sure that they're filled so you're not running around right before you move trying to get your prescriptions filled so you can have them you know, readily available to you.
Your mail, just trying to get your arms around your utilities.
The utilities are set up. It allows you to automatically change your mailing address online, which I thought was super helpful. Having had to do that myself, and I'm still dealing with the forwarding of the mails. But also things like scheduling for what you're going to do with your pets during the moves, because there's usually two phases to the move. There's the packing up and moving out, and then the moving in, and you know, all of a sudden you're like, what am I going to do with Fido? You know, I've got to find a spot for Fido. And so it really forces you, it doesn't force you, it encourages you to be proactive about the process. And only our Hunt agents have this Hunt Moving Concierge tool available. It also provides lists of contractors that can help with work that you might need to have done. So if you're moving out and you need to have things touched up before you go, or you're moving in and you want to have things touched up before you move in, those contractors are vetted for you, and their names and phone numbers are in there. I know I sound like I'm raving about it, but I think
nice
it's really
tool.
It's really envy that I might not have had this opportunity a year ago to utilize the services. But if there are people that are out there that are working with Hunt agents, they're going to have the benefit of that. And if they're thinking about putting their house on the market or buying a home, know that this is one of the unique services that Hunt provides to its clients. Because what we really want to do is, like I said earlier, solve problems, help people to make this transition less stressful.
Yeah, just make it a simple, you know, simple task, and make it easy and affordable to be able to make a move like this. Yep. But now's the time to get your house on the market. We have such low inventory, and I think people are waiting for another month to just kind of get in the groove. But now's the time. Contractors are available. It's going to be tougher as it gets later. I think that's just important to just start getting things going now.
Yep, the buyers are out there as I said earlier, with those open houses with 50 or 60 people coming through them in the early parts of January. The buyers are anxious to see what's out there. So if you are planning on looking for a home and you're not out there yet, know that the other people are, and you've got some competition already out there. So I'd encourage buyers to get out there.
And don't wait for an open house. Work with a real estate professional. Get out sooner.
Yep. Do it on your time.
Yeah.
Not at the time that's convenient for the seller.
Yeah.
Sunday from 1 to 3 might not be the time that's most convenient for you. An agent can get you into that property at 7 o'clock on a Tuesday evening.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I know, Michelle, you work longer hours than that. That's certainly for sure. But it's been great, Michelle, spending the morning with you. I appreciate you being here and sharing your expertise that you have. I know that you work so hard on behalf of your clients, and we at Hunt are proud to have you part of our association and our organization of real estate professionals. So a special thank you to you, Michelle Weiner, licensed real estate broker, for being here. And this is Susan Ballard wishing you a great day. And remember, when it comes to real estate, Western New York is Hunt Country.